Well, hey, Vine Church fam, hope you're having the best and merriest Christmas yet. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, my name is Tyler West. I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor of the Vine Church here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And as you can tell, we're gathering in a little bit different location this Sunday because we are having an EFAM Sunday. Now, if you never got to hang out with us or you've never got to connect with us, each and every year, the Sunday before Christmas, we gather together as a Vine fam for our sowers Christmas gathering. And what we do there is we not only take a collective breath in the busyness and the chaos of the season, but we gather around the table, share some food, have fellowship, have some fun, but most importantly, encourage and strengthen each other up in the faith as we look forward in anticipation and expectation for what Jesus wants to do in and through each and every one of us for our Christmas services the following weekend. And so I'm so thankful for our Vine production team that makes sure we can get the message out regardless of whether we're meeting in live in person or having an EFAM Sunday through the gift of technology. Speaking of technology, I want to put something in your hands that's a free resource here at the Vine Church, and it's our information hub. We call it our free Vine Church app. And in there, you can download that for free today at thevine.tv/app. And when you get in there, it's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, if you will. It'll tell you events that are happening, whether we're gathering in person or online only. It's going to have a place called a prayer wall where you can submit prayer requests. Everything that's happening at the Vine, it's got a free Bible in there that you can follow along in there, sermon notes. It's got information on the ministries we have at the Vine, all the events that are happening. But most importantly, it's got a space and a place for us to connect throughout the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so when you download that today, you can join us, because if it's your first time hanging out with us, we're kind of going to have our virtual garden today where we put all that information in your hands. So make sure you download thevine.tv/app today. Because even though it's a virtual garden today, next Sunday when you hang out with us for our Christmas Eve service, you're going to see the garden itself, which is a space and a place where we have made room to connect with you, to get all the information in your hands about the Vine Church, but most importantly, point you to Christ and everything that we do, even if it's just to take a moment to pray with you. So make plans to join us next week as we have our first ever Christmas Eve service at the Vine Church. Usually we have what we have deemed Christmas prevening, if you will, which is our Christmas Eve service. But by God's grace, this year, Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. So we are gathering together for candlelight carols and communion at 10 a.m. at the downtown Spartanburg YMCA this Sunday, December 24th. And that YMCA is at 151 Rebalt Street in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Guess what? You can find directions to it inside our free church app. So make sure you do that today as we gather together to celebrate what Christmas is all about and have some fun as we go into this Christmas season. I can't wait to see your smiling face next week. Which leads to, guess what? We won't gather again at the YMCA until Sunday, January 14th, 2024, as we kick off our prayer series, because we, after this Sunday, take a winter Sabbath to prepare for the new year. So we will only have EFAM services on Sunday, December 31st and January 7th, 2024. Which leads to, last but not least, I know that we say this a lot, but it's because we want to give Jesus all the glory. Each and every year, our sowers give of their time and their talent and their treasure. They build up church and tear down church. They make space for people to encounter Jesus wherever they are on the spectrum of following Jesus. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of our sowers and how they live out the life of a sower. They don't sow sparingly, but here at the Vine Church, we decide to sow generously. Because here at the Vine Church, I just want to say, we believe, we're not going to talk to you about a number or a percentage, but we believe that that limits God. But we do believe that God can do more with your $1 given to him than $1 million in your bank account. $1 million than you could do with it. And so we live that out here at the Vine Church, because since launch just over a little over 6 years ago, once each and every one of the ministries we've supported for our Heart for the House offering this year, we're going to see over $278,000 sown into global missions. And the reason that that's important is not to put our name in shining lights or to give us all the glory or to give us all the credit, but instead we point to the Lord, because we would give all of it. We would continue to load in, load out. We would continue to give and sacrificially give as God has called us to. If only one person came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we would say it's all worth it. And so maybe you would like to partner with us getting the gospel to the ends of the earth today. You can do that inside of our free Vine Church app or go to thevine.tv/give today. Now that we've gone through welcoming and saying hello to each other, what do you say we dive into what Jesus has for us today? If you've been hanging out with us over these past few weeks, we've been talking about this thing called Advent, which means anticipation, where we look forward to Christ's birth and Christ's arrival. And so this Sunday is the third Sunday of Advent, and maybe you grew up in church, maybe you didn't, but what we normally light on this Sunday is the shepherd's candle, which represents joy. And so I want you to think about that. I want you to think about your favorite Christmas present. Like, what was it? I don't know. Maybe it was, like, for me, I think back, like, my favorite Christmas present, one of my perfect Christmas presents is, I think I was about 6 years old, if I remember right. And for that Christmas, my cousin Brent and I, Brent is only 10 days younger than me, but both of us, we got a Nintendo system for Christmas. And I mean, we wore that thing out, dunk cut, and ain't seen nothing that, you know, you got to put it right on the screen. You know, if you know, you know, you cheated just like I did. Or maybe you had Mario Brothers with that, or you knew the cheat code to Tecmo's Super Bowl was always getting Bo Jackson. Nobody could tackle him. I'm just saying, whatever it is, think about your favorite Christmas present. And I want you to think about how you felt and why that is your favorite Christmas present. Maybe for you, it wasn't a game system. Maybe it was a loved one that came to visit you who you haven't seen in a while. Maybe it was a specific gift you asked for that you never thought you would get. Maybe it was a monetary donation. Maybe it was a good Samaritan gave you a gift that you weren't expecting. But whatever it is, I do want to say there is one thing I can guarantee 100% is the same about all of our Christmas gifts. The reason that they were perfect is because they brought us joy. 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 See, that's what we talk about this time of year, isn't it? It's about Christmas joy. It's about sharing the joy. As a matter of fact, we give gifts because it gives others joy. For each and every one of us, that's what we want to do, and that's what we see happening even at the first Christmas. So today, I want you to make a declarative statement, and we're going to say it together, okay? Are you ready? I'm going to say it, and then we're going to say it together two times, okay? Wherever you are, let's say it, because this is about God's character here. God wants to give me joy. Say it. God wants to give me joy. One more time together. God wants to give me joy. And that's what we're going to talk about today as we dive into the familiar chapter of Luke when we talk about the Christmas story and we learn through great joy for all people. Great joy for all people. Great joy for all people. So if you've got your Bible today, let's go ahead and get to Luke chapter 2. As you can see, I'm following along on the Vine Church app as well on my phone so that I can see the scripture there and take notes just like you can. But we're going to be in the familiar story of Luke chapter 2, and we're going to walk in verse 8 through verse 18 really quickly, and we're going to see the shepherds out watching over their flocks by night. So if you've got your Bible, let's go ahead and get to Luke 2. If you don't, as always, I'm thankful our Vine production team is going to make sure wherever you're watching around the world, it's going to be on the screen. But also, as always, you can follow along with us in that Vine Church app. You're with me? Give me an amen. Come on. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 18, and forgive me if the NKJV comes out a little bit in me because it's just kind of how it's written in my heart, but we are reading from the NIV today, and it says this, "And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people.'" There it is, church. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with them, and the angels praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Now, I just want you to think, the truth of the matter is, whether we want to admit it or not, because the shepherds are now in this moment, we desire joy. We desire joy. The shepherds responded. See, so many times there's nothing wrong with a nativity scene. I love the beauty of them setting out as Jesus is at the manger and the three wise men come. But I just want to be honest with you. That's not the first Christmas. Jesus was probably about 2 years old when the wise men first came. So there wasn't gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gifts that were there, which, by the way, that's kind of been hijacked in the world we live in, right? It's a tangent, but hang in here with me. See, we think that because the wise men gave their best gifts to Jesus, that we deserve to give gifts to each other. More on that a little bit later. I'm just saying, because Christmas is not about us giving gifts to each other, but the greatest gift that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. But we're going to unpack that here in a minute. So we all desire joy. I don't care what you say. Be honest. You desire joy. Your favorite outfit, you wear it because it gives you joy. Your spouse, you're married to them because at some point they gave you joy. And maybe they're slowly eroding it every day. I'm just saying, but whatever it is, your favorite car, you're there. You have it because it gives you joy of some kind. Your favorite house, your favorite anything, it is because it gives you some little bit of joy. In the midst of the Christmas season, that is what advertising is all about. Unwrap joy, because this product I'm trying to sell you will give you what you are looking for. See, even these cell phones that we carry around with us, these cell phones, they actually are supposed to mimic joy for us. And this is what I mean. They are designed to release dopamine in our brain, the pleasure chemical or the joy chemical. Why do I say that? The specific light of this phone is for a reason, to release dopamine, to give you a dopamine hit. When you get a text message and you hear the alert, it makes you think, man, somebody thinks of me. I can have joy. So you respond to them, a phone call from that. When we dead scroll on social media, it's because this phone is set up to make us think that it will give us the ultimate joy. So I want to dive into something that might shock you because we don't talk about it in church much. See, what if we all desire joy? Because God designed us to have joy. What if I told you that Christmas is actually about God giving us the maximum joy for the maximum amount of time? See, Christmas didn't start with those gifts. As a matter of fact, we just read in Luke 2:10 what it's all about. The angels came and said, I bring good news, or if you grew up in church, maybe glad tidings of what? Great joy for all people. Then they said, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace upon all whom his favor rests. So joy was the first thing mentioned by the angels. When they were singing in their praise, it was because of joy. When the shepherds moved to see Mary and Joseph, it was because of their joy. And when they beheld Jesus and saw him, they shared that joy with everyone. And everyone was amazed because they saw the joy in the shepherds. See, once we know we desire joy, then we have to be honest with ourselves and say we've got a problem of joy in our life, don't we? See, you think about that perfect gift, that perfect Christmas. When it comes to that perfect gift or that perfect Christmas, I just told you the one thing that's bringing them all together is joy. And I just want you to think, right now, the reason you overspend, you're overextended, you want to have the perfect Christmas tree, the perfect food, the perfect picture, and the perfect outfit, I will tell you and can guarantee it goes back to that perfect gift. Because you're trying to recreate the joy you felt in that moment, and it didn't last long enough. And so because of that, then what do we do in this moment? Because if we have a joy problem and we can't reconcile it, it's not just at Christmas it happens. As a matter of fact, I would say for all of us, if we're completely honest, it's not just at Christmas. We think that joy can be found in our circumstances. And if we twiddle and fiddle the circumstances enough, we'll get to capture that and create and manufacture that joy again. And I'll be honest with you, it won't ever happen. Each and every year, December 25th rolls around, and if we put our hope in anything other than Jesus and our joy in anything than Jesus, it's just going to disappoint. Throughout history, we can see that. We think joy is found in beauty and in art and in music and in knowledge. And inside of that, we continue to get disappointed time and time again because the joy doesn't last. As a matter of fact, we get a little bit of happiness, and the joy is always fleeting. But what if that joy that you saw in those things of this world were actually pointing to the greatest joy of all? the Christ
of Christmas.
See, Christmas is about our joy transcending our circumstances. See, the world, all around the world, the worldview and the religions of the world would tell you this. They would say, you can go through these steps of enlightenment. You can work your way to God. You can hope God catches you on a good day so that you can have joy. But only Christmas comes along and says, that's nothing but noise. Because Christmas comes along and it solves the problem of our joy. And this is how it solves the problem of our joy. God Himself coming down to us. Why does that matter? See, because we desire joy, we were created to have joy. We were created to have an eternal filling joy inside of us, but because of sin in our life, we could not. See, sin separated us from the very creator of joy, the very creator that wants to give us joy. And because of that sin and separation, we could never experience the fullness of joy that we were created to have. And so God, instead of leaving us in that joyless, hopeless, miserable state, said, I will come down for you and make a way for you to once again have the joy that you were created to have. And that is what Christmas is all about. That is why we celebrate the Christ of Christmas. See, Christmas solves our joy problem. It transcends our circumstance. And how is that? Because the adage is true. The only way that we can have full joy and true joy is in the pursuit of Jesus. Anything else will only fall short. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you today is if you pursue joy itself, it will always fail you. But if you pursue Jesus, your joy will be full. And so for all of us, that's why we can have, those of us who are in Christ Jesus, can have joy outside of our circumstances. That's why Paul can write in Philippians, in a Philippian prison, to have praise and joy and song. That's why the writer of Hebrews talks about Jesus himself on his way to the cross, doesn't think about the suffering of the cross. Hebrews 12:2 says, he endured the suffering of the cross for the joy set before him, because he will reconcile us to God through it. In other words, God came down and his one and only son, Jesus Christ, who lived the perfect sinless life we couldn't live, giving us access to the joy that we so desperately search for. Not only did he give us access, he paid the penalty for our sin, dying on the cross for us, so that we can not only access joy, but eternally now we can receive the joy that God created us to have. But then he didn't stop there. He didn't stay dead in a grave. Instead, after the third day, he rose again and left an empty tomb, defeating death, hell, and the grave for us, so that we can not only access joy, receive joy, but we could be filled with the joy that we were created to have and get to share it with others. And so I want to kind of end where we started. I want you to say this. God wants to give me joy. God wants to give me joy. God wants to give me joy. Church, the joy of Christ is why we invite people to church. Because when we come together collectively and we lock arms as Christians in the family of God, we share the joy of Christ. And I want you to think of those invites as we come into this Christmas season and you invite someone to come to church with you. Here's what you're doing when you do. You are kicking back against their hopeless, helpless misery in pursuit of joy of this world that will never fill, and instead giving them a glimpse of the eternal joy found in Christ. Which leads to others today. Maybe, just maybe, that favorite gift of yours had a little something inside of it. See, today what I want to do is lay the free gift of salvation that Jesus came, died, and rose again to give each and every one of us. And I'm going to put it in front of you and I'm going to ask you, will you consider Jesus and open this free gift of salvation? Would you consider Jesus, who is the not only author and perfecter of our faith, but he is the hope that we have and the fullness of joy? And the only way that you can open this small little gift is through one word: faith. Will you open and receive this gift today? I want to tell you today, John 3:16 and 17 reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. In other words, God is not standing there mad at you, saying, being curmudgeon and tell you how awful you are. Instead, he is standing there with arms wide open and the free gift of salvation sitting in front of you. Will you pick it up? See, we're about to say a prayer. It's not the words of this prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who he says he is. And so we pray as a Vine fam together, and I'm going to ask you to repeat these words out loud in faith. And it's this: Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross. But love me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow you step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And right now, I just wanted to say, if this is the first time you have received this free gift of salvation and faith, I'm going to ask you to do something really bold. As an act of surrender and an act of obedience to the Lord and celebration in this moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Maybe you can give us a raised hand emoji. As a matter of fact, you can follow along with us. Shoot us a message in our Vine Church app or on social media. You may even see a link there that you can respond to. And I just want to tell you, don't let today go by without sharing that with someone. And the reason that is important is because you made this decision. I want you to know the joy that the angels had on that first Christmas, and the celebration pales in comparison to you coming to Jesus and knowing him for the first time. And so we want to follow up with you, not so that we can get credit, but to give Jesus the glory, because now that you've got this joy, we want to help you be able to share it with others. And the way that you do that is through the local church near you. For the rest of our Vine fam, I can't wait to see your smiling face next week. I can't wait till we gather together for candlelight carols and communion at the downtown YMCA. But most important of all, I can't wait to see how Jesus works in and through you as we charge ahead to 2024 that is greater than we could ever ask or imagine. I love each and every one of you, and I say it because I mean it. The best is still yet to come.